again to our little program that we call Blind Like Me. We do this every week, and this is about show number 90, somewhere around that. And our guest is a gentleman that, if you are a newsreel subscriber, you will have heard this man's voice many times and maybe even have some of his music. His name is Duncan Holmes, and welcome, sir. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Phil.
You are, what part of the country are you in? What part of Texas are you from, sir?
I live in Fredericksburg, which is in the Texas Hill Country, located, I'd say, equidistant between San Antonio and Austin.
Which is a beautiful place to live, isn't it?
It's beautiful, it's touristy, it's not exactly blind friendly in that it doesn't have public transportation much. Well, we do have a cab service that runs all the time. I haven't used it yet, but they have paratransit thing that runs between 8 and 5 on Monday through Friday. But so many things happen at other hours, you know.
Yeah. But it has become quite a tourist town, hasn't it? Fredericksburg has.
It has, because of the museum, the National Museum of the Pacific War, formerly called the Admiral Chester Nimitz Museum. It has the LBJ Ranch nearby in Stonewall, and it has we have Enchanted Rock, which is about, I'd say, 10 to 15 miles out. I'm estimating we'll climb Enchanted Rock. And we also have the Pioneer Museum here and a number of other, as I call them, things, because the town was originally settled by Germans in 1846. And then weedy transplants from other parts of the country began coming in who knows when.
Yeah. Do you happen to know a lady named Marianne Burkhofer who lives there, blind lady?
Mary Burkhofer is my computer teacher. Yes, I do.
She is your computer teacher?
Yes, she is. She's taught me everything I know about computers, and she's wonderful.
I didn't realize it's been a while since I've seen her, and I wasn't even aware that she knew anything about computers.
Oh, my, this woman. She is a listener to ACB Radio whenever she can, and she does, she knows far more about computers than I'll ever know. This gal, in fact, has tutored a number of people. The Commission for the Blind recommended, when I was on their caseload, they recommended I take lessons from her. That was one recommendation of theirs that paid off.
That's amazing. She and I went to school together 100 years ago.
Oh, yeah, Tennessee, right?
Yeah, we're about the same age. I may be a year or two older than she, but she's had quite an interesting life. I need to do her, I guess, on one of these shows someday. I didn't realize that she was, last time I talked to her, she was a voracious Braille reader. But she hadn't gotten into computers yet. And I get all that's changed. I'm glad to hear that. Now, what is your level of vision, Duncan?
I am total.
You're totally blind.
ROP. Yeah, I was ROP, retinopathy prematurity, formerly RLF. And I had light until I was almost a year old, I think. My family can remember. I couldn't, but my family can remember that I hated being out in the sun because the sun hurt my eyes, and how I had such pain. I would just bang my head on the floor as an infant, and finally, I think that what little sight there was went, and they had to do an eye operation of some sort. That's not what took away the sight, but it was, to alleviate any of that pressure or whatever.
But the sun hurt your eyes very bad, is it, when you were little?
When I was an infant,
yeah.
I sure don't remember it.
You don't.
Mama would, when she was alive, would tell me that.
Now, do you mind asking what age are you?
I'm 59.
59. Well, that's a good age. I was there one time, several years ago. Several years ago. Go ahead. And you are your occupation has always been music. Have you always played music for a living?
I've always done it for a living. I did have at one time or another some other very, I would not say menial, but other jobs, but not much outside of music. I mean, when I graduated from college, on graduating from graduate school, I moved to Dallas in the hopes of thought I had a full time restaurant job promised to me, and then the restaurant went belly up.
Yeah.
Here I was stuck in this apartment with nothing but my SSI, and I finally found a job as a jewelry packager at a Christian owned company. And for about 8 months, I did work even a first grader could do. I was bagging and tagging costume jewelry. It was very much an assembly line job every day.
Yeah.
But I had a way to work, and I read books while I did my work. And those weren't bad times. And then at another time, I was a receptionist at the housing department at the University of North Texas, where I answered phones and took messages and a lot of the time I had nothing to do, and other times I just couldn't keep up with the work. I was a desk clerk at one of the dorms there and all that, and nearly those were times I'd like to forget, because for just a paperwork blunder, I got suspended once without pay.
Really?
I had no grounds to sue because it was my fault, but during the time of suspension, I was able to get a couple playing jobs.
you
made up for it.
You realized that playing was much more fun than answering the phone, right? Yeah.
Well, I also realized it was a much higher. It was not that it was a higher for me. Playing was what I believed that I had been born to do, and Commission for the Blind, and everybody else would sort of indirectly say, you into a safe field, you know. You're not going to do it as a musician. No musician can make a living as a musician unless you get landed a job big time.
Well,
I don't want to worry about big time. I just wanted to make money. I just wanted to be a musician full time.
We both realize that that's not true. You can make a living playing music. You're doing it, and I did it.
That's right.
Now, as a child, what did they decide to do with you when it was time to go to school? Did you go to TSB also?
I didn't grow up here in Texas, Phil. I was born in New York City of Southern parents, and I grew up in Maryland. And I went to the Maryland School for the Blind back when I was going to school, and probably when you were going, mainstreaming was not a thing that was done. And most blind kids I knew back then were sent to the School for the Blind. And so I went on Sundays on the bus from the D.C. area. I grew up living in the Washington, D.C. area. I'd go to Baltimore to the school and stay there during the week. Have to share a room with two or three other guys, which could be which was sometimes something I hated doing. Then I go home on weekends. Some kids didn't even do that. Some kids only went home on vacations if they were lucky, you know.
Yeah, well, I went home Thanksgiving and Easter and Christmas, of course, in the summer, and that's all. It's all, but you know, I should have known by your you don't have a Texas accent like most of us do, so I should have guessed that you. I should have guessed that you were from some other part of the country. How was the Maryland school? Pretty. Did you have fun? Did you have a good time at blind school or not?
I met some wonderful friends, some of whom I'm back in touch with. I have mixed memories of the place. On the positive side, I got a good foundation in Braille, and I made friends, and you learned good socialization. On the negative side, I think there was a lot of ridicule on the part of some of the teachers, and that could happen anywhere. But when you were at the school 24/5, there's 24 hours a day, 5 days a week, and many times 24/7. You had no privacy, no time. You wanted to be alone sometimes, and you tried to be alone, and there's hardly any privacy. I mean. Imagine you got the dorm bathrooms, public bathrooms, and you wish that nobody was in the bathroom. all that.
I know, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I went through the same thing. I went to TSB. I went to blind school in Texas here. It was the same way. It was almost, as I've said several times, it was almost like you're blind and they're punishing you because you are.
It was that way. Now, I know there are others whose home situations were such that School for the Blind was a refuge for them.
Yeah, it was better. It was better than being at home. Yeah.
Yeah, but for me, home was. I wanted to be at home. I love being at home.
Well, you learned Braille as a child, I suppose.
I learned Braille as a child. I started to play the piano when I was three, but I drove my family crazy for a few years, and then it was decided without consulting me that I would take lessons. And so I started taking lessons at the school for the blind, first by ear, and then in my fourth grade year, my piano teacher, Mrs. Vogt, sat me down in our third grade year and said, here's a primer of Braille music. It was a 1939 primer of Braille music. It was falling apart.
Yeah.
I started learning with Braille music, and I tell you, it is a slow, arduous process.
And so that was, you say, a 1939 book, and we were up now to about 1960, weren't we?
You were 67, as I was in third grade.
Third grade, yeah.
Yeah, and then the John Thompson first, teaching Little Fingers to Play or something like that, are the first, our grade one Braille music books, and all that. I've never really been proficient with Braille music, but I think it is essential,
Do you read, do you still use Braille other than for music?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I am an avid Braille reader and an avid believer in Braille being used. And I read my Bible in Braille as well as on computer with the Courier Talking Bible and
yeah.
What all. But Braille has to be a darn good speller. I think if you see it before you and with your fingers, you're apt to pick it up much faster. Whereas with a computer and voice, you have to stop the thing to figure out how something's spelled. I don't know. I just very much a believer in Braille.
Yeah. So if you read a book, you'd just soon read it in Braille. If you were going to read a novel, you'd just soon read that in Braille.
I just didn't read it in Braille. I'll do a lot of reading on tape, too, because of its portability.
Sure.
But I get a lot of my magazines in Braille, too.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a short break, and then I want to play a song I have queued up here. You have to remember, I'm the engineer. I'm running the board, so if we miss a few cues, we're not going to worry about it. But I think I have this first song queued up, and we want to talk about that in just a minute. Our guest is Duncan Holmes. The program is Blind Like Me. I'm Phil Parr. Be back in just a second.
Team certifies screen reader friendly. Now, with this week's Blind Sight, here's Tim Cummings.
This week on Blind Sights, we have yet again another site for those of you interested in finding radio stations on the net. It's called World of Radio. And the nice thing about this site is it groups stations by whether they use either Winamp or Real Player or Windows Media Player and groups them by whether you need a broadband stream to listen or you can listen with a modem stream. I would give it a screen reader friendliness rating of a 9. The website is www.worldofradio.net. For Blind Sights, I'm Tim Cummings saying, keep on blind sighting.
If you found a screen reader friendly website you'd like us to mention, send your email to blindlikeme, all one word, at txucom.net. And join us again next time for Blind Sights.
Duncan Holmes is our guest. The show is called Blind Like Me. I'm Phil Parr. As we talked a while ago, you make your living as a musician at this point in time. Is that right?
That's correct, Phil. I am a full-time self-employed musician.
Self-employed, in other words, you book yourself.
You betcha. I work for myself. I don't have any
I'm not working with any company or organization or anything like that. That just work, you know, for myself, as it were.
If you wonder what the background is, Duncan is feeding his dog. Is this your guide dog that you're feeding?
This is my guide dog, Lucky, that I'm going to be feeding. This phone has a nice long cord, so I can stretch it even into the garage here and get the food and go back to the kitchen and give it to him. So
okay.
Like that, I'm sure.
Well, that's
it's chow time. When
chow
I time.
Right
now, when I feed him.
Well, this is a much better sounding phone than the other one. I won't.
Yeah.
I have this first the cut queued up, the song that is primarily what you do is gospel music, but this is not a gospel song. This is a song about a guide dog you had, right?
It was one that I had. Topaz was my second dog, and then my first one was Mac. And I also wrote a song for him called Down the Streets We Walked. Yeah, that was what it was, Down the Streets We Walked.
Is that on this CD also or not?
Yes, it is.
It is. Maybe we'll get to both of them, but I have this first one queued up here about your dog named Topaz, did you say?
Yes.
All right. Why don't we listen to that right quick and see what it sounds like. Here's Duncan Holmes, everybody.
back home once again. You've worked hard like a trooper and you've been a faithful friend. So let's relax and have some fun and run out in the yard. Ah, but you better keep your distance from that neighbor Saint Bernard. And now it's time to go to bed, the morning's coming soon. We'll face the challenges that come and sing this rockin' tune.
Hop-ass!
You look just like a jewel.
Hop-ass!
But you pull just like a mule.
Hop-ass!
Hey, I know that you're no fool, but man, you sure embarrass me when you think you're the fool.
Hop-ass!
Always walking by my side.
Hop-ass!
I'm so proud that you're my guide.
Hop-ass!
My love for you can't be denied, and for all your dedication, boy, I'll sing your name with pride.
Hop-ass!
Friend, that certainly is a rocker.
It took all day to record that thing.
I bet it did. It's got lots of production in it. Lots of sound effects. Lots of different things. Let's see. You're playing piano on that.
I was playing piano and it was keyboard actually. And
yeah.
He did a couple of the other keyboard sounds, and Greg Brayton, who's also blind, he did the guitar. He did the production. He put in all the sound effects. I did a lot of dubbing, and when we say Topaz, he also was on
hollering. He's one of the voices hollering Topaz.
That's right, Greg.
So you went up to Greg's studio in up north somewhere. Where is it? In North Dakota? In
Coldwater, Michigan.
Coldwater, Michigan. You went up there and did that CD. And that's fantastic. I'd listened to it two or three times before I caught it all the sound effects, all the different effects. Now, Greg is also totally blind.
Greg is totally blind, yes. And he runs his own studio. Mostly local people record up there with him. But he's, you know, so I guess I've come the farthest, you know, as far as geographically to record at his studio. But I did that for a number of years.
Yeah.
Every fall, not just record, but that was also when I was on tour up there.
But Greg has his own studio, and I think he's actually able to make a living with his studio in his little hometown there.
Yes, he is. He's a hometown boy. He grew up there, you know, and pretty for the most part. And he has so people know him, and I mean, he's kept busy with people, not just in Coldwater, but in the surrounding area.
Now, as an independent musician, how do you find work? Is most of your work done in churches or in how do you locate jobs to go play?
Well, word of mouth. I do mostly churches and the Christian schools and other places, but I do not have an agent that I pay. There are other people who volunteer without pay and without asking for it. They volunteer to help me get work at their churches or people whom they have contacts with. So those volunteers are becoming fewer and fewer, and I've had, for the most part, had to do much of this on my own for repeat business. But I tell people, well, the Lord Jesus Christ is my agent, and God opens the doors. Sometimes the doors don't open, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it depends. But it varies from month to month.
Now, you... You go, if you're going somewhere, say you're going, like you said, up to Michigan to play a church up there, do you go by yourself, or you have a band with you, or you just do it all by yourself, or what?
Oh, no, all by myself. I am more a soloist than I've played with groups, but I not in Christian music, but I was at one time an accompanist for a former Metropolitan Opera baritone named Calvin Marsh, and we worked with an organization called Besar Shalom, House of the Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
We were their public relations people, going to churches and basically raising money, telling people what the mission did. And we were on the 700 Club a couple times, and we were, which is a Christian, once was a variety show, it's now a news magazine on TV. And we were doing what I'm doing now, basically. But I'm basically a soloist. I can accompany other people. I don't mind playing in groups, but that's not my full time work, and I don't think I want to do that full time.
You prefer playing solo by yourself?
Yeah, full time. Yeah, and I travel with my guide dog. I mostly fly because a lot of my work is out of state.
Yeah, so if they had a date for
a lot in Texas.
If they had a date for you up in Michigan, say they would give you three nights, or you would play the whole revival at the church, or yeah, because it wouldn't pay you to go for one night, would it?
Not just one, unless I would do a series of a couple of things. I basically go up for, when I go up there, I spend always a week to 10 days in that general area.
Yeah.
Now, I have done some weekend trips to various places where they put me up at somebody's house or put me up with a family.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they underwrote the cost of the airfare or helped in part with that. Many times, though, the offerings that are taken up, because they do come on a free will offering basis or for an honorarium, and many times those offerings have far exceeded what I ask, you know. And I also sell my albums and CDs after the programs.
Yeah, being able to do that adds some bucks to the kitty there, doesn't it? Sell your CDs. Do you have a set show that you do? Like you might do a couple tunes. Do you preach, or are you a teacher also besides a musician?
No, I am not. I tell people I don't preach. I don't teach. I just talk. I tell and I don't want to call it a show because it isn't. If it is a show, what it is I want to show people. I want to show people that they can have a personal, a living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
personal Savior, Lord, and why we need the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. We're all sinners. We're all in need of the Savior. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's basically what I try to point people to is the Lord Jesus. And I try to encourage Christians to be more than just people purchase their fire insurance. I want them to grow in the Lord. I want them to be more than just closet sit downs and do nothing.
Now, do you prefer a particular denomination, Baptist, Presbyterian, or you? What would you? What would you?
I don't work with any particular denomination. I am freelance. I can go anywhere I'm invited. I did not grow up in a church atmosphere, although my family was, I think, dubbed Episcopalian. But after I came to the Lord Jesus Christ in high school, I went elsewhere, and I happened to attend an evangelical free church here in town. Now, I'm the pianist for the church, and I also play for the Sunday services when I'm here at home. But but many of my invitations come just from anybody that'll have me, whatever their denomination.
Yeah, that's much better to not be affiliated with just one and say the rest of them are all going to hell and you're not. Which is something that's always bothered me about different denominations of thinking they're right and everybody else is wrong. And so you
the
book
most
your,
important.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You say the most important thing is what?
The most important thing is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, not what church you belong to. And that's the most important thing. And that's what I try to say because... what if a day should come when people are going to be persecuted in this country for their faith as they are in other countries? And that day may very well come. And we get thrown together with people who of different, no matter what their denominational label is, you just well better work together and get along. So that's
Well, of course, I don't want to get into a real heavy discussion of this, but it is my thinking that your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is a personal thing. Do you agree with that?
Yes, it's personal. I mean, it is because he's my personal Savior and Lord, yes.
It is. It has nothing to do with your neighbor or what your neighbor believes or where they pray or the church or anything else. It's something that is within you, between you and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so that's where it starts. You have to, now I should be friend and reach out to my neighbor.
Oh yeah.
So I don't want to, and it's not a case of me better than anybody else.
I understand that.
It's a case of woe to me if I don't, if I just keep it to myself about sharing with somebody, and it's their choice to believe or not to believe.
But whatever church, whoever calls you, that's where you go.
That's right. That's right.
That's where you go. Do you remember what cut the other song about? You said you had a second song about one of your dogs. Would you prefer? What would you like to play off the CD? Let's just ask you that.
Well, I tell you, there's one that I like to play. Off the CD, I think I would like to let them hear an instrumental. I have a thing called Reflection on Cross Mountain. Cross Mountain is a hill out here that has with a cross on top of it, and it's lit up at night. The song is based on two different hymn tunes of When I Survey the Wondrous Cross,
uh-huh.
And I think that's cut number. I don't know if it's 4 or 5. I can't remember.
Okay, would you recognize it when we get to it? Let me just push the button and we'll just move through. This is cut 2. Here we go. 3, 4.
No, that's my song.
How about that one? No? Do what?
That's not that one, no.
Okay, let's try the next one. Is this it?
Blues, that's called
so you want the next one? Let's see what we have here. This is, is that it?
That's it.
All right, let's play that song and then we'll take a short break. Be back after this tune with more Blind Like Me. Thank you.
Blind Handyman List serve?
The thing I like the best about the Blind Handyman List, great place to exchange information and gather ideas on anything to do with being a handyman around the house.
I found out how to fix my garbage disposal on the Handyman List. And it works.
If you'd like to join the Blind Handyman List, send a blank email to blindhandyman-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. That's blindhandyman-subscribe@yahoogroups.com.
The thing I like about the Blind Handyman List, I'm the moderator, and I can delete you if I want to. So don't get out of line. Stay on topic.
That's blindhandyman-subscribe@yahoogroups.com.
Maybe you should just think twice. I don't wait around on your advice. Tell me I can go this far.
Well, after some minor phone problems, let's see, we get stopwatch going again. Okay. Now, Wes, after some minor phone problems, we're back with Duncan Holmes, and we got about 10 more minutes. One of the things I wanted to do before we left was get from you I'm sure you have a website, don't you?
Yeah, it's on somebody else's site, but it's a web page on there for the time being until I can get my own total website. And I'll give it to you all very slowly.
Okay, we'll do that. Go ahead.
It's http://www.J as in Juno, G as in golf, N as in November, friends. And as friends is spelled out for you people using grade 2 braille, jgnfriends.com/ministries. /ministries/Duncan Holmes, DUNCANHOLMES.html. That's a long one, so I'll give it again. http://www.JGN, that's letter N, friends.com/ministries/Duncan Holmes.html.
Now, there on that website, can people buy your music? Can they purchase your CDs or not?
Not yet. The best way people can do that is to contact me by email or by mail or phone.
Well, let's give those very slowly, if you don't mind.
Okay. Our address is Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, and the address is 220, that's 220 Broadmoor, B-R-O-A-D-M-O-O-R Drive, Fredericksburg, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K-S-B-U-R-G, Texas, 78624. And for those of you living outside the U.S., with USA, the phone number here is 830-990-0401. We accept check or money order made payable to Duncan Holmes. Sorry, we don't have the capability to accept credit card orders.
Well, that can be done fairly easily, but it's a lot of trouble, and besides that, you lose money if you do that with them.
That's true.
Yeah. They take a percentage for processing your, and they should. They take a percentage
for,
they have to make a living too. However, the interest they charge, my heavens, is certainly
high
enough. Now, do you write most of the things that are on your CDs?
On this particular one that you featured, Life Songs, I've written every song. There is a vocal I do on there that I collaborated with, which I collaborated with a young lady named Mindy Hartman. It's called The Blind Went Shopping. We, of course, we took the tune When Johnny Comes Marching Home.
Really?
And it was a... some people take offense at the tune because it pokes... It basically pokes fun at... Well, when you go to on shopping trips and you get a group of blind people going on shopping trips and they're not enough sighted folks, everybody hooks up chain gang style and it looks ridiculous
yeah.
going into Walmart or someplace like that. But that's not the scenario that happened. The song, we just made it a worst-case scenario, and some people take offense because they make them think, well, all blind people are like that. They bumble around and stumble and step on things, and that's not the case. Wait, but we just want to have fun.
I think you're blind and I'm blind. If we want to make fun of ourselves, that's all right, isn't it?
To me, it's all right. Hey, some of the best jokes, Cajuns, the Cajun jokes, they tell on themselves.
Well, I sure they do. And everybody we talked to, we mentioned, of course, you play with the deck you're dealt. You play with the hands you got, and that's what you're doing. And sometimes shopping can be a bumbling, stumbling experience.
Oh, yeah. It can be. I hate going into stores unless I get something that I want to get, and then I want to just get out, you know. But so I generally do not do a lot of the shopping in the family, but I, to me, it's a... not exactly a visual stimulation. I go in there and I get tired of the music that's playing and the noise on the PA and who knows what all.
Well, and the fact that everything is in a package and you can't look at it anyway.
Right.
You know, the best way I find is to know what you want and know a store who has it, and then I send my sighted wife to pick it up for me.
Yeah, you know, or if I must go shopping on my own for the independents, I call the store ahead of time and tell them I'm coming and look for a guy with a guide dog. And the Walmart's been very good about that in some areas. You know, whenever I've had to go there, they always have a greeter there and they get somebody at customer service to help me out. And that's been very good.
You say you call them and tell them to look out for a guy with a guide dog.
You betcha.
I love it. That's great. that's good. Look out for a guy with a guide dog. We may have a song title there, sir.
Hey, that could be.
Look out for a guy with a guide dog. I don't mind grocery shopping. I don't mind that. I enjoy it. Of course, I have a sighted wife. You also,
yes,
your wife is also sighted.
I have a sighted wife and a sighted daughter, yes.
Sighted daughter. And so whether we go to the grocery store, I enjoy that, finding things that I particularly enjoy eating, because she and I don't see alike as far as food is concerned. But in terms of going to Walmart, it is so noisy and so big, and I'm so disoriented that I can't handle that very well.
Well, Fredericksburg just got a Super Walmart, and I may go there one day just to see it after things settle down a bit, but it just opened, and it's a little confusing.
Well, they may not settle down. Ours never have. We have a Super Walmart also that sells everything from tires to toothpaste.
And they never settle down. That's right.
No, it may never actually settle down. Let's see where we are in time here. And so to purchase CDs, the best thing to do is to give you a call.
They can call me, they can write me in Braille and send their check or money order. They can email me, but they need to send a check or money order. And once I receive that check or money order, I will send them the CD. I've got three CDs, actually two that are out now and will continue to be out. There's one that we have in limited quantities called Live and Alive. And that's because they were the producers wanted to do a clearance, and I didn't want to put any more of them out. So actually, we might say technically now we have three CDs. Mm-hmm. Each of them sell for $15. And I'm hoping next winter to put out a new live CD at one of my concerts.
Are you going to get someone to come, get Greg or someone to come and record that for you? Or?
No, there's a guy in his 80s who's up in Rochester, New York. And he's got one of these new digital things and he can record. It's almost like he's right up close, no matter where he is in the auditorium. And he can even do the artwork for me and everything.
So he's a sighted person.
Sighted person, yeah.
And he's going to record you in a live venue.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him to, because he did it. We tried it as a demonstration last year for a demonstration CD, and it worked very nicely. So I'm going to ask him to do that this coming January for me.
All right.
So I really would look forward to that once the concert date is firmed up.
I was going to say, where will that be? Where will it be? You don't know where you're going to do it yet, though.
We know where. Probably at the Pittsford, Pittsford Community Church, which is near Rochester. And we hope to do that in January. But we haven't got the date firmly established yet, so I haven't contacted him as to when.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you'll contact us when you get that firmed up, we'll try to announce that on this show, and maybe some people that live in the area that might be listeners would like to come and be and hear that.
Yeah, we would we love it whenever I meet any newsreelers or any people who've heard us on ACB Cafe or Interactive, you know.
Well, let us know when you get the date firmed up, and we'll be sure and announce that. Now, give me the phone number one more time, slowly.
All right, it's 830-990-0401.
And they can call you and get the address and purchase three CDs for $45 or one for $15.
Yeah, one for $15,
okay.
Two for $30, three for $45.
Okay, now, this song we have queued up now, tell me about it. I think you said it was about soap operas, didn't you?
Yeah, when I was a kid growing up, my mom and dad had a lady look after us who was a neighbor, and she kept those things on all the time and on TV, and I used to hear them on the radio. Just I don't know why.
Yeah.
I guess because somebody in the family.
That's what was on, yeah.
Yeah, they were on. And just recent years, I knew people who would be staying around watching those things. Nowadays, it's all-day talk shows.
Yeah.
But this is a song for those who are addicted to those things, and that's called, I think we call it Soapery instead of Potpourri, Soapery.
Soapery.
S-O-A-P-O-U-R-R-I, I think is what it is.
All right, sir. Duncan Holmes, thank you very much, sir. We're going to play this song, and I'll let you know when this runs, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Duncan. Here we go. Soapery, Duncan Holmes.
Has one life to live with all her children, but her mind's in another world, and as the days of their lives keep rolling along, her mate is out with some other girl. Her kids, they're so young and so restless. What's happened to their guiding light? And as the world turns, they're searching for tomorrow. But they'll keep searching till the edge of night. She got her to the general hospital. A secret storm brewing deep down inside. Too much coffee. And the doctors looked her over, but they found nothing wrong. They just said, "Madam, where is your love of life?" Back at home, her husband said, "Here I've been unfaithful. Take me back and give me new hope, or your name ain't right." So together, they're now looking for a brighter day in Dallas. Oh, it's depressing to watch all those soaps make it gray. The general hospital. Oh yeah. A secret storm brewing deep down inside. And the doctors looked her over, but they found nothing wrong. They just said,
"Madam, where is your love of life?"
Back at home, her heart.
husband said, "Dear, I've been unfaithful. Take me back and bring me new hope, for your name ain't rhyme." So together they're now looking for a brighter day in Dallas. Oh, it's depressing to watch all those soaps. And just this morning, the TV set broke.
Well, that's certainly different, isn't it? Yeah, it's called, what do they call it? Soaporific? Soapery, maybe. Duncan Holmes from Fredericksburg, Texas. Nice to have him with us. And call orders one of his CDs, or a couple of them, if you enjoyed his music. I'm sure he'd enjoy selling you one. Thank you, Duncan, sir. Appreciate it. Well, we keep on keeping on this little Blind Like Me show. If you have someone you think would make a good guest, or you would like to be a guest yourself, be sure and contact me. Our new, it's really not so new anymore, our email address now is Phil, P-H-I-L, at P-H-I-L-P-A-R-R dot net. Phil at philpar.net. That'll do it. That's one of the mailboxes I check every day, so I would find you and put you in our guest file. And I was telling Tim the other day, we try to do maybe once a month all the shows for the next month so that I don't have to deal with this every week or deal with this every day doing interviews. We try to do them all in 1 week's time, but we'll certainly put you on the list, and we'll let you know that we got your email and be sure and get back to you. If you have a book you want to push or a CD that you have done that you'd like for us to feature on the show, send us a copy and we'll get in touch with you and we'll have you on the show. Thanks for listening. Phil at philpar.net. You can call me at 936-634-9500. Thank you much, and we'll see you next week for more Blind Like Me. Bye-bye.